Verbella Alp. On the way to the Verbella Alp, the hike takes you across a number of big and small ditches, which empty into the Verbella Brook. On its course from the Verbelliner Winterjöchli to where it flows into the Sinus Brook, it is fed by the Schachtele Tobel, the Brüllendesee Tobel, the Alpele Tobel, the Scheidsee Tobel, and the Tschugertobel Bach. About 700 meters into the valley in the direction of Verbella Alpe, the path runs along the riverbed to the Verbella Brook. Here you will cross the pressure tunnel, which runs from the Kops Reservoir through the Versal Massif, and then below the Tafamont down to the Kops 1 Cavern Power Plant. A good 400 meters down the trail, there is a small hut sitting directly on the Verbella Brook. It serves to divert water from the Verbella Brook to the Kops Reservoir. Above where the water is diverted, the water flow of the brook is unequally higher. On the mountain side, a smaller brook flows in its erosion gully down to the Verbella Brook. Of course, hunting plays a considerable role in a community like Geschirn, with great expanses of land. Altogether, there are 17 hunting grounds within the municipal territory of Geschirn. Two of them are cooperative hunting grounds, while 15 are private hunting grounds. The first reports about hunting come from around the year 1300, when the Walser started to settle in the valleys and the highlands that had been occupied by the Romanians up until then. After walking for about 3 kilometers on the Tyrolean side, the path heads back towards Vorarlberg, leaving the Verbelliner Winterjöchli behind, and heading towards the Geschirn Winterjöchli. Soon the path takes us towards the end of the valley along the Walschewiel Brook. Some of the scenes from the movie Der Bergkristall by Peter Vilsmeier were filmed here in the spring and summer of 2004. With a few props, the Mayfield settlement was turned into the impoverished mountain farm from the story. The surrounding mountains are an impressive background with their snowy and sometimes scary winter faces. It was no wonder that the people that lived in the Alps made the effort to drive their cattle up to the various mountain pastures year after year. It wasn't possible to survive on the high Mayfields all year round, and yet they wanted to take advantage of the vast mountain pastures and hay fields.